Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Hank Waters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks are slipping from records. S&P 500 index down 3 now to 2398, a drop of 0.2%. NASDAQ is advancing 10 points to 6160, up 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite Index is at a record. Dow Industrials down 9 to 20,972, down less than 0.1%. The 10-year up 5/32 with a yield of 2.33%. Gold up 7.30 the ounce to 12.37, up 0.6%. West Texas Intermediate crude down 16 cents a barrel to 48.69. That is a drop of 0.3%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right. Charlie Pellett, thank you so much. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser along with Corey Johnson just doing a quick scan of our top tech menu. And the number one story on the Bloomberg is Apple planning to announce an update to its laptop lineup at an annual conference for app developers in early June. It's a move that could help offset new competition from Microsoft as well as declining iPad sales. Corey's going to be at that event, so we'll know a little bit more. But Apple apparently planning three new laptops, according to people familiar with the matter. And so we'll look for that. Second most read story on the top tech menu on the Bloomberg, Twitter co-founder Biz Stone said he is rejoining the company 6 years after he left, becoming the second creator to return to help revive the struggling social media service. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on this Tuesday, and this is Bloomberg. Madonna for you, Ray of Light. Lightspeed Venture is who we're going to talk to next. They, by the way, were the first outside investor in Snap back in 2012. And the firm, Lightspeed Venture, that is, has seen several exits in the past 6 to 9 months. That includes the IPO of Nutanix and AppDynamics, which was bought by Cisco. Barry Eggers is back with us, founding partner, managing director at Lightspeed Venture Capital in our Bloomberg 960 studio in San Francisco, along with Bloomberg 1200 studio in Boston. Woody Benson, Bloomberg contributor and venture partner at Launch Capital. I'm going to jump right in. Barry, you've had a busy year.
Yep.
Talk to us about it. Let me start with Snap, because we're a little obsessed with it, because we couldn't wait for the IPO, had a, you know, initially did pretty well, and then came out with its earnings, and now people are scratching their head. What don't we maybe understand as investors, or what do we clearly understand as investors about Snap, in your view?
Well, you know, let me caveat it by saying that I'm a 54-year-old enterprise investor, so I may not be the first person to ask about this. But
really? No puppy filters and bunny ears for you?
That's Come on.
Right. But, fine. You know, I do have kids, and this is how I first found Snap 5 years ago when I saw what they were doing in our kitchen. And I continue to watch what they're doing, and they continue to use Snap quite a bit during the day. One's out of college now, one's still in college, so 5 years later. And, you know, I think what we're not seeing here is Snap is about the way that this generation likes to communicate. This is how they stay in touch with their friends. This is how they stay close to their friends. They're very engaged. I think on average now, the average Snap user is on 30 minutes a day. That's crazy.
That's sticky.
Well, how does that turn to negative gross margins is a tough business model to get around.
It is. But I think over time, what you do is you continue to build your audience, you continue to build engagement, and brands want to reach this demographic. This is a very important demographic because this demographic gets older, and they spend a lot of money in the future versus some of the older demographics. So I have a lot of confidence in the Snap team. They're great at creating new products that drive engagement for their users.
Hey, Barry, it's Woody. It's okay if we call you, you're okay with this, that you're the New England Patriots of venture?
You take
that as a compliment?
I'm a Raider fan, but, you know, maybe in 5 years you can call me the Oakland Raiders of venture. But.
And we can call Twitter the 49ers of social media.
With all the management changes, sure.
You know, Barry, first of all, congratulations. What a run you're on. You know, keep it up. It's a great story. When I was reading about AppDynamics, and I think our audience will love this, there's this story that your partner said, well, I don't really know what we do, but we like them. And then we walked them over to Greylock. explain to our audience like what that means. We walked them over to Greylock and then they invested. Because I think in right here is like how venture really works.
Yeah, I mean, you always like to compare venture firms. And in fact, we do sometimes compete with other venture firms. That is, we're in deals that are competing. But most of the time, we're actually partnering with other venture firms. And so Greylock is one of the folks we like to partner with, along with folks like Sequoia and Benchmark and Excel.
Greylock right down the street.
Yeah, and Greylock's right down the street.
So the chances are, if he went in by himself, if you didn't walk him over, you know, maybe a deal wouldn't have been done. You agree?
Well, yeah. You know, there's an old saying about venture that it's like a bunch of penguins sitting on the side of the ice, and one slides in the water and the rest jump in. Right.
Yeah,
so,
I would never say that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we have a good relationship with Greylock. We've done a lot of deals with them. I think they respect our opinion. We brought AppDynamics to them and said, this is a deal we really like. Would you like to partner with us on it? They said yes, and I think they're glad they said yes.
I think one other story, Barry, which, you know, deserves a retelling is the story around Count St. Francis High School and the role you played there. Can you just tell our audience what happened?
Yeah, so, you know, I found out about Snap, like I said, from my kids around our kitchen table 5 years ago, and them and their friends, and they were at St. Francis High School, and they were using it a lot. It's one of the most popular apps in the school. I had never heard of it. It was this sort of secret that was kept from adults. I told my partner Jeremy Liu about it. He hunted down Evan and Bobby, and we were able to give them their first seed money of $500,000. We decided at the time, though, St. Francis has a venture fund, which I'm the chairman of, that invests in startups. And we said, well, since we learned about Snapchat from the high school, why don't we put them in the seed round of Snapchat? And so we asked the high school if they wanted in for $15,000, and they said yes. And now they're really happy they did it.
But every class is required to actually be using Snapchat during the class. I mean, how does the school then ban phones?
Yeah, actually, I think they allow Snapchat on campus now, but
they may or may not.
But I think they're happy when kids are using it. Certainly,
$20 million of real money and $17 million of wampum, right?
Yeah, they actually at the IPO they sold 2/3 of their holdings for $24 million, and they still hold about 700,000 shares. So, call it between $35 and $40 million on a $15,000 investment, and they're going to do great things with that money at school.
Are you still holding on to a big part of your Snap? Have you been selling?
No, we're actually in a lock. We're in a lockup period. So
380 days.
Yeah.
Are you going to hold on to them?
We have to during the lockup period.
No. I understand that. I'm talking about.
Come on, Barry.
We got 3 months to go. We don't know what our plans are at this point, and we can't disclose it because it would be non-public information.
So, I thought everyone was locked up to 2020.
It's like different lockup dates, isn't it?
Hey, Barry, quickly, yep. You know, we hear a lot about, you know, these A-round deals, and if a venture capitalist can't see a $6 billion exit on the A-round deal, they pass. But it seems to me like a lot of these companies, you know, have to pivot and fail and shake and reboot to, you know, become a big successful company. What are we getting, like, over-magnified on the metrics of these A-rounds?
Yeah, you know, I think you have to separate consumer and enterprise first. In consumer, you have a lower hit rate, but the outsized companies, the outliers, are very large returns, like a Snap. On the enterprise side, we have a higher hit rate of companies, and so you do see more billion-dollar outcomes, $2 billion outcomes, $3 billion outcomes, like AppDynamics and Nutanix and MuleSoft, but you don't see $20 billion outcomes on the enterprise side. So we have to try to mix the two. But, you know, what we want to do is get in early and get as many shots on goals, we call it, in these companies that we think can be $1 to $3 billion outcomes in the enterprise.
All right.
Well, it's quite a return record, as Woody mentions, with some of those big names. And it's also true that the consumer names tend to get more attention than the great enterprise deals that you guys are doing. But Lightspeed doing great stuff. Lightspeed Venture Partner Capital. Lightspeed Venture Capital Partner, Barry Eggers. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. As well as Woody Benson, our Bloomberg contributor. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. This is Bloomberg.